Welcome to the Oldie Literary Lunch, sponsored by Noble Caledonia, the world experts in small ship cruising.
Now, continuing our sporting motif, our final author has a tale of football and drink, no longer the latter, happily, as I link that to his other subject, football as a career, which encompassed league titles year after year. Onward and upward he did advance, striving to give others a sporting chance to overcome what he did. And enough, game on. Sirs and madams, your rhyming referee brings on Tony Adams.
Thanks very much. Those days in Scribes, mentioned earlier, a friend of mine, not wasted in 2 years doing karaoke in China. I can actually swallow the mic today, so hopefully you can hear me. I'm really out of my comfort zone here, and I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning, absolutely petrified, full of fear. This is, I give about 100, over 100 education seminars to the sporting industry, talking about my illness and but this was my fear of public speaking, you know, my fear in general. You know, I actually face everything and recover today, but there was a time where I used to, I won't say it, F everything and run. And that's what I did, and I was just sitting there at 5 o'clock. My wife woke up about 6 and she turned around to me. She's a poppy teacher, teacher of the whiskies, but I still wake up, it's my only gag. I still wake up with a whiskey, a top of whiskey every morning, a touch of tea, just that kind of big gags. So she said to me, I don't want you to ever go with my friend Harry Mount. Don't you talk about all that weeing at the bed. It's an oldie lunch, and they'll all be getting drunk, and don't mention any alcohol. So I said, well, that's chapter one gone. That's chapter two. What am I going to talk about? It's actually quite daunting, you know, 22 years... in football, Arsenal, England, captained, obviously the only in football history captain to win the title in 3 decades, 12 years of abuse and alcohol, you know, 16 years in, 22 years in recovery. See, thank you. 16. What am I going to talk about, you know? This book was a 2-year project, 120,000 words. You know, they'd give me 10 minutes. You know, God, so I'm full of my life up until I sobered up, and I've got a few things there, and the stories were around public speaking and my fear of, you know, I couldn't open my up. You know, I always told my family, if you had any problems and stuff, you put them in a box and bury them as deep as you can. You didn't talk about stuff. And I couldn't speak to anybody, and you've got this facade of this great footballer, but I was dying inside. And just, you know, this little cut, I've got a cut on my... Not my trousers, but that would have made me drink 22 years ago. You know what I mean? Not perfect. All that fear and stuff. And I did a thing for, there were 6 kids, and Tony H, famous actor, was a chair of a panel, about 6 or 7 people. All this stuff in the book, by the way. In the book. So he's chairing this, and it's the Child Award of the Year. I think Capital Radio has sponsored it or something. And, I obviously hadn't done no work, I didn't know about these kids. My dad had said, yes, I can't get out of it, I'm full of fear. I've gone out, it's at lunchtime, so I've not been able to, you know, I suppressed all my thoughts and feelings in football and alcohol. You know, football at the start was enough for me, and then it was alcohol. I couldn't get a drink on this particular day, and I went into the room, and he saw straight through me, the little boy that was scared, emotional, you know, like a baby. He looked at me, and I was like, you know, and he looked at him and went, what do you think, mister? And I said, oh, let me go to loo first. I want to go to loo. Out the door, down there, across the pub, shit face. Absolutely, oh, I was going to say that. I wasn't going to swear. My wife would be both annoyed. Don't tell Papa. So that was one incident where I would run away and I didn't face my fear. Even going back, I was feeling that now I was having a little panic attack with the speaking along the line. Sorry, but I didn't listen to a word he's saying. You know, so wrapped up with my stuff, you know, with my fears and stuff. And, And there was another instance with Terry Venables. It was the year of 96, he was the manager, and he just made you captain. And you go out with the new captain, and we've sat down and we've gone to Scott's restaurant, around the corner, fish restaurant. And I'm at a stage of my life where I actually didn't want to drink anymore, but I was still getting drunk. My first wife was in treatment. Her drug of choice was crack cocaine. See, I'm going down that route again, you know. The book's 50% football, 50% recovery, and I'm out of that rubbish now and living a fantastic life and able to do this. This is truly remarkable stuff for me, you know. I'm breaking down lots of stuff, and the more... Two things, Terry, and then I'll give you one example of where I bombed. I bombed at the Players Union, at a speech. 2 years into recovery, 2 years into recovery, I thought, I've got to master this, I've got to talk to people, I've got to share my stuff, and I agreed to do the Players Union, which is ridiculous. It's so, these young guys have absolutely smashed out their head, and I'm talking about my new charity and about addiction and getting well and stuff, and they're like, get off. And the guy came up to me afterwards and he went, you really let yourself down? And it's the first time I didn't hit someone, you know, and I just wanted to kill him. But the great thing about recovery is you get your thoughts and feelings back. But the worst thing about recovery is you get your thoughts and feelings back. I wanted to kill this guy. You know, my first boat going back for the Arsenal, Derby away, within 9 minutes, I got sent off. The red disc came down, and I took Darren Power out, left back to Derby, and I walked down the train track. Absolutely gone. Anyway, this guy's come up to me and he said, you know, I train all the best speakers. And I vowed at that moment never ever to get trained, and I always speak from the heart. So I speak from myself. I'm going already. I'm going. And give you, you know, to be true to myself. You know, and it's helped my recovery in doing that. But me and Dennis, in the day 96, like I said, January, my wife's gone into treatment. In February, I got injured. Johnny Artson took my cartilage out. I was thinking about it before. Took my cartilage out. I couldn't get football because that was my escape. So every holiday, every pre-season, every injury, I was on that turf because I couldn't do the feeding without feeding today. But I can do it. So she's gone. In the March, my kids get taken. My mother-in-law, I passed out one Sunday afternoon and she said, you've run good, I'm taking the kids. She took the kids away. And then I had a tournament and stayed sober. Anyway, so I'm in that period where I can see the light of the pain shining up. Now, I went to see a therapist and he's shining a bit more on me. You know, he's going about all your insecurities, all my past, all the bad stuff I did because I was sick. You know, after strides, I went off to some prostitute. And, you know, it's kind of sordid, it's sick, it's horrific. You've got to remember, I was a sick person, you know, and I think God did it today. But I'm in strides, I'm in that period where I don't want to drink, and I'm actually still getting drunk. It's the most frightening place I've ever been. I actually knew what it was doing to me. But I was still doing it. You know, I had no control. I crossed that line and couldn't get back. And it was absolutely scary. And in this period, just before the Euros, he's taken me out of lunch at Scribes and he sat down and I've had a couple before in the pub, obviously, to don't like this, don't like the way that I don't like the feelings, don't like the self-worth, self-esteem, self-respect. Off the pitch, didn't have anything. On the pitch, you've got this confident, this... I was comfortable there. I mean, that was what I did. And I'm looking, and it's got a glass like this. And I'm looking, what is it? Is he drinking water? Shit. I said, I'll stick on the water, it's a G&T. And the weird thing is, I never liked the taste of alcohol. That's the insanity of it. I didn't like it. I went, I have one of them too. My TV, you know, give us a... This is the one for the one. Yeah, great, lovely. Gosh, you know what I mean? I think you get home for 3 days.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's like, that's what, straight after lunch, he's gone home, I've gone over to the pub and the rest is history. So, where am I? It's all in the book. I've had 16 years. One extra chapter in at the end, just to bring everybody up to date. I've had a lot of experiences in there, sober experience. My first book, I don't know if anyone's read Addicted, it didn't sell 100,000 copies. The second biggest selling autobiography to Vicky Byrne. So there's a cricket theme in there. It was all the rubbish, really. It was all the rubbish. And I felt that I'd had 20 years of recovery, and I just wanted to tell people the tools, you know, give them the way that I got out, and laid it out there, the people that I used, the techniques, the AA, one-to-one therapy, you know, 12-step program, CBT, you know, I used everything. I used it all, and I'm happy, I'm really happy. Not many jokes in there, guys, but you've got a very happy guy because I've got more from this than you. You know, I've gone breaking down. It's really strange because, you know, I did the NHS talk yesterday and I know myself, you know, I know to my wife said, you know, you couldn't speak and now I can't shut you up. You know what I mean? So I'm very grateful. Thank you for inviting me. I hope you enjoy the book. It's a very grown-up book. There's some tools in there. My charity, the formation of my charity, I lost a great pal. 19 years of recovery, swapped his addiction, started gambling, was dead within 6 months. This is a killer illness. I don't know by coming here and talking and going through the fear, but I'm able to stay sober and to have a fantastic life.
For more about the Oldie magazine and the lunches, go to theoldie.co.uk.